You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we like to focus on not only breaking news as it happens, but also talk about what it means and why it matters. And today, an especially important discussion with my good friend Reuven Duron. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, the backlash has unleashed itself upon Mr. Trump for doing something that I believe he should have done. We will talk about it. Plus, Reuven Duron stops by to talk about, well, the beautiful land of Israel and how I want you to join me this coming fall. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it is very interesting to see how the world has literally collapsed in the last 24 hours. Did you know that New York is now under 18 inches of water? And evidently, at some point in time, most of North America, sometime before dinner tonight, will be washed away by the rising tides. Welcome, Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad you're with us. No, I'm kidding. We're not under 18 inches of water. But to watch the news reports and to hear people talk, you would think that that was, in fact, the case. You know what you're not getting a lot of coverage on? A team of FBI agents this morning converging on a home in Dearborn conducting what has been described as an operation involving national security. Dearborn where? Wait, where's Dearborn? Dearborn, Michigan. What's in Dearborn, Michigan? A huge, huge Muslim community, some of which we believe has been radicalized. The operation is taking place at a home and is expected to wrap up sometime before midnight. Law enforcement personnel from other regions are also on the scene. The operation involved an incident that apparently happened out of state, but suspects tied to that incident were tracked down in the Detroit area. FBI spokesman Timothy Wiley declined to comment on specifics of the operation, stating only FBI personnel are on the scene conducting a law enforcement operation. There is no threat to public safety. Huh. Wonder what all that's about. Don't you? We could use some coverage of that. Now, what we do get coverage of is everybody and their mother-in-law. Seriously, I think that Angela Merkel's mother-in-law literally, like, issued a statement about this. Donald Trump, the worst human being ever to live, has now doomed the planet to absolute destruction. Now, oddly enough, Kevin McCullough says, I don't think that's what's going on. And let me just briefly explain why from two reasons. One, number one, there is a biblical component that I don't think ever leaves the universe. Yes, you know that I'm a person of faith. I believe that there is a God, and I believe that God is outside of us, that he's beyond us, that he's bigger than us, and that he has revealed himself to us, and that in the pursuit of knowing him, we can find out more about him as we pursue that relationship with him. I'm not trying to be too churchy in how I explain it. I genuinely believe all of that. But here's the challenge, and it's a wacky one. The scriptures actually say in multiple places that the creator of the earth is also the what? The sustainer of the earth. Meaning that he made it, therefore we cannot destroy it. Now, that doesn't mean that if we pointed, 10 or 25 or 250 nuclear weapons at the center of the planet and tried to wipe out cities and destroy as much of the surface area as we could and just really pound away with all the might that we possibly could, blow up as much of it as we possibly could. That doesn't mean that we couldn't do significant damage and that things would be in great disarray and that maybe even kill off vegetation and do other things for a period of time. But you know what would happen? Somewhere about 100 years after that, there'd be this crack in the dust and up would crawl a cockroach and he would start crawling across the desert. How'd he get there? I'm not sure. There would be little weeds coming up out. Why? Because the creator of the planet continually sustains the planet. It's very interesting. I saw this graphic just before we went on the air today, and it shows that highly science-oriented people and people of very low faith are gravely concerned about the global warming possibility that, you know, the climate change, that we're all going to die because the planet's just going to stop functioning. People of strong faith and even relatively good understanding of science have no issue with global warming whatsoever. That doesn't mean we want to be the ones that are out there doing everything we can to destroy the Earth. We're supposed to be a good steward of it. I get that. But that's reason number one why what the president did yesterday was absolutely the right thing. Here's issue number two. In 2016, the International Energy Administration did an in-depth study of all of the major countries on planet Earth. And I just wanted to let you know where the United States fell at in terms of how the International Energy Administration in 2016 rated the major countries of the Earth on their use and consumption and distillation of and expiring of energy in their given spheres in 2015. So these numbers are from 2015. They were reported in 2016. We have updated ones that are slightly bigger than this, but I want you to understand this. Okay, so let's say Japan in 2015 had reduced for the previous 10 years their carbon emission footprint zero. They increased their carbon emission footprint by almost 2%, 1.6%. Let's go to Russia. Russia had decreased its carbon emissions for the previous 10 years in 2015, zero. But they had increased their production of carbon emissions by nearly 9%, 8.9%. Let's go to Brazil, our neighbor in South America. They had reduced their carbon emissions zero. No, they had increased their carbon emissions 30.3% over the last 10 years. Okay? So we've got Japan at 2, Russia at 9, Brazil at 30. Let's pick India. India, no reduction, but they had increased their carbon emissions by 43% over the previous 10 years. And then here's China. Previous 10 years, no reduction, 45.4%. Now, these are large industrialized countries. Japan, Russia, Brazil, India, China. None of them have reduced emissions. So why would we join into a pact with them that says that they all get to keep doing what they're doing? That I don't understand. And here's the silver lining on this, because when you get to the United States in 2015, we had reduced over the 10 years leading up to that our carbon emissions by nearly 11%. If you update that to the 2017 standard, we are nearly 17% reduced over the previous decade. More than 2.5% just last year alone. Friends, there's a lot of good reasons why we can make the argument that we not only are working hard to curb emissions because we're the ones setting the example of it, but all of this phony hysteria that what must be necessary for us to continue to reduce those emissions is for you and I, the taxpayers of our country, to pay trillions upon trillions of dollars and lose nearly a trillion jobs. That is the solution for all them's out there's to reduce their carbon emissions? Friends, don't let the people that don't know what they're talking about bully you on this. You tell them the truth. The United States is the only one of only two or three nations that have reduced their carbon emissions at all, and the only one that's come anywhere close to what we've done. So here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, well, the president went against the entire world community. Yeah, the entire world community is polluting the planet. We are not. And the entire world community wanted to reallocate your tax dollars. They wanted to reach into your pockets, the money that you earn, to put it into their coffers. Friends, let's talk about doing an agreement with them when they've caught up to where we're already at. When you go against one against 190, it's not called being a bad neighbor. It's called leading the way. And that's what President Trump did yesterday. And I'm glad that he did. All right, coming up next, Reuven Daron's going to join us from Israel. We're going to have an amazing chat about an opportunity that I'd love for you to take part in with me this coming November 1 through 10. And I hope that you will consider joining us. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you to those of you who have been listening and have heard the cry of our enslaved brothers and sisters in Sudan. Because of your generosity, we have already been able to raise enough money to free 56 of the original 94 slaves that we were trying to help. The sad part is, after a couple of days of effort on this, we still have left 38 of our brothers and sisters behind. Unless we help. Friends, for a one-time cost of $255, which you can break up over a couple of months, however you need to accomplish it is fine with us. But for a one-time cost of $255, the release for that slave will be secured. Are there now 38 families that would take a one-time challenge to match $255 to free a slave right now? 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. 800-882-9935. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you need to get Dad for Father's Day? And I kid you not about this. That man has worked hard his entire life to help make sure you got what you needed. And now that Father's Day is upon us, you know what he needs? Practically nothing. Another tie's not going to do it. A pillow. Well, wait a minute. What about a pillow? Yeah, a pillow that could guarantee the best night's sleep of his life for the rest of his life. Now you're thinking. My friend Mike Lindell, the founder and originator of MyPillow, is guaranteeing that your dad will get the best sleep of his life for the rest of his life when you call and get him a MyPillow for Father's Day this year. In fact, he's going to give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. And if you keep the pillow past the 60 days, 10-year warranty on every aspect of the pillow. So call and get yours now. In fact, he's going to take 50% off a 4-pack when you call. It's called the Mike's 4-pack. And he's going to give you free shipping. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641.
Make it a point to shop Kohl's this weekend and take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. Not a Kohl's Yes to You Rewards member? Enroll today and start earning. Now through Sunday, members get a $5 reward for every $35 spent. Earn three times faster. More points, bigger reward. Visit Kohl's.com/rewards to sign up. Kohl's. Offer valid June 1st through 4th. Some exclusions apply. For program details, terms, or to enroll, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important, it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-347-6435. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-347-6435. 800-347-6435. That's 800-347-6435.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you were to listen to the naysayers, they would have you believe that the rest of the world is falling apart and that we need to be concentrated on all the foibles of this nation, because that's the only focus it seems like the media has. But I want to pull the camera back a little bit, if I could, and I want to pull it back to the 35,000 foot level, because across the way, in a beautiful portion of the world, shines a little jewel of a nation that actually is brimming with activity. It is surging with life. And it is celebrating a very special mark in the year of 2017. And here to talk about it is Reuven Daron, who is the CEO of Genesis Tours USA. And we're so glad to have him back. Reuven, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Love to hear your voice, my friend. These are incredible times to be alive, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very well. It's never boring, that's for sure. Let me ask you about, because if people don't know about the jewel I'm talking about, of course, I'm talking about the land of Israel. And this is a special year, and there is some historical significance to it. Please explain for those that have no clue what I'm talking about.
Well, as you know, and I believe we talked about it in the past, Kevin, what we are celebrating in Jerusalem these days is actually a double jubilee. We have a 50-year anniversary since the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War of 1967. In fact, this week, this very week, 50 years ago, Israeli paratroopers division broke into eastern Jerusalem, liberated Temple Mount, gave access to Jewish worshipers and Christian worshipers for the first time in thousands of years to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall of Temple Mount, and brought Jerusalem back under Israeli sovereignty in thousands of years. That happened 50 years ago. 100 years ago, this year, precisely 100 years ago, during 1917, the British forces liberated the entire Middle East from Ottoman Muslim control, including the land of Israel and Jerusalem. And so 100 years ago, the land got liberated. 50 years ago, the city got liberated. What miracle can we expect this year? I'm not sure, but you and I, Kevin, are going to be there together this fall to participate in this wonderful time.
You're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment on those levels of expectations, aren't you?
I don't know. I have some serious, crazy expectations in my heart. And this
That's
is,
good.
We live in Jerusalem. My family is there. My children and grandchildren live right about us. And so I'm not looking for any disasters. I'm looking for more of the faithfulness and the credibility of God's good and precious promises to come around.
Yeah. We're speaking with Reuven Daron, who runs a group called Genesis Tours. It's their slogan is your gateway to the Holy Land. And they have done such an expert job for so many years with my listeners as we have taken these trips and we have gone to these places and we have seen these sites and we have broken bread and we have just had experiences that you cannot put a price on in terms of what they mean to the overall value of someone's life who experiences them. And Reuven, I was trying to explain this to somebody at my own church actually a couple of weeks ago, because there was a very kind of complicated passage that was being discussed in the service. And I said, you know what, I totally understand this, because they were talking about the story of Hannah, and they were talking about the longing that she had for a son.
Mm-hmm.
And of course her son was Samuel, who anointed Saul, who anointed David, who liberated Jerusalem the first time, and eventually gave us the line of Christ. And so if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, there is an immense and intense connection to these places. That particular place that they were talking about in that church service was a little town called Shiloh. I've been there. I've seen it. It's just just an amazing thing to sit there and go, wow, this is where all of that took place. But Reuven, for people that have never been, and I said something in a recent event that we had with the stations, I said, you know, if your pastor's never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at what happens to his teaching when he comes back. If your Sunday school teachers have never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at how their lessons take on new vibrancy and new life when they return from that trip. Why is that, Reuven? What is it about going there and touching it that allows the servants to come back and to be able to literally teach the Bible from a different perspective?
You know how the Word of God says, Kevin, the Lord invites all people of faith, all people of good hearts. He says, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. And in that sense, he's appealing not just to our high intellect, not just to our educational capacity, not even just to our faith capabilities, which is a gift from heaven anyway. Faith is a gift. We acquire it through the work of Christ. And so, but the Lord says, come, taste and see. There's something very concrete about the invitation to experience God, not just by faith and intellect, but by practically touching the stones, eating the food, hearing the music, breathing the air, smelling the Sea of Galilee flowing quietly in front of us. There's something about engaging God and God's provisions with all of our senses that adds a special point of reference to our experience of Christ and of our salvation, of our eternal hope. And so God gave Israel, I believe, Kevin, as a gift to the world. In these final generations of human history, we don't know the time or the hour. We don't know. Jesus himself said, I don't know the time nor the hour. Only the Father knows when he returns. But he gave us signs and wonders to detect the seasons we live in. And we know we live in probably the final generations of human history if we understand our Bibles correctly. And as a gift to humanity, God brought Israel back online. He brought the Jewish people back to the homeland after 2,000 years of miserable and painful dispersion, knowing nothing but rejection and hatred, abuse and violence all over the world. Any other people group, Kevin, would have been demolished and vanquished and disappeared long ago, like many other nations disappeared from the face of the earth. But the Jewish people were blessed with a curse. We couldn't die. We couldn't vanish. We could not go away and vanish into the night. We survived by the word of God, and at the final generations, he brought us back home. You, I told you the story about my grandpa. He came to Israel walking on foot from Russia.
Actually, let's retell that story when we come back. We're speaking with Reuven Daron. And friends, if you would like to experience what Reuven and I are effervescing about here, and that's really the only way to describe how you talk about Israel, it's an effervescence. You just bubble over with things that are so incredible when you experience them. Come and experience it with us this year. In the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Israel and the 100th anniversary of the liberation of the region, November 1st through the 10th, and you can get all the information at experienceisraeltour.com or call this number, 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536.
The annual men's conference at the beautiful Eddie Farm Retreat and Conference Center, Sparrow Bush, New York, is Friday, June 23rd to the 25th. This year's topic, For Such a Time as This, Luke 10:2, will focus on helping men prepare so God can use them in leading their families and making a difference. Teen sessions age 12 to 18 are available. Recreational activities, father-son events, basketball, tennis, golf, and more keep the weekend active. Special rates for 12 to 17-year-olds. Group discounts available. One free for every 20 paid men. Eddie Farm will sponsor one youth for every 10-man group. Call 845-858-4300. 845-858-4300 or go to eddiefarm.com to register.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Hi, this is Lynn Dio, president of the Family Policy Council, with today's New Jersey Family Minute on Facts Matter. With the rapid growth of technology and the increasing popularization of social media, news travels quickly and permanently. But unfortunately, people will often read something online and take it as fact and run with it. This concept has gotten many organizations, journalists, and even kids sending out thoughtless tweets and ruining their reputations. It can ruin careers and childhood as the anonymous faces of the internet spread the fiction like wildfire until those who made the mistakes are scarred and tainted for life. It's a brutal reminder of the imperative need for caution and integrity when making a statement public.
The mission of the New Jersey Family Policy Council is to offer educational seminars, research information, and programs to help build strong families. For the New Jersey Family Policy Council, this is Bob Dittmer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is, call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're a secular person, if you're a believer, if you're someone who is even hostile to the idea of the biblical record. You go to Israel and you see and experience the things that we are talking about today, and your perspective will change. You know how I know that, by the way?
Because a couple of years ago, I've taken more than one trip. I think I've taken three or four now, of listeners that went. And there was a cynic that was on one of the trips, a couple of times back. And the entire trip, for this person was, in large measure, something that, you know, he came into with this kind of this idea of, you know, what are these Christians talking about and what are they going to see and so forth. And he asked consistently great questions and took pictures and began to engage in the conversation. And before the trip was over, had his eyes open to the realities that perhaps the claims of the Bible, perhaps the claims of the lands of the Bible were true. And I can't recommend highly enough how important it is for you to go to Israel and to see these things for yourself. I'm visiting with Reuven Daron, who has been on all these trips with me. Well, I think you've been on all of them except one, Reuven, and that trip was, I was invited by Prime Minister Netanyahu. So, I mean, as good as you are, you know, Bibi was, he was my first love. He was the first one that got me there.
I gladly concede.
But you were talking about before the break, the pain that Israel establishing the land, reestablishing the land, really cost those who wanted it and who wanted to be part of it. And you were telling a very personal story about your father. There's many people listening to us that have not heard our previous conversation, so why don't you tell that story?
Well, about 100 years ago, my late grandfather, actually both my grandparents' families, came from Eastern Europe and Russia, which was the place where many Jewish communities survived for hundreds of years in the diaspora. But situation changed. Russia was turning from being an empire under the Tsar. The Bolshevik revolution was rolling in. There was a lot of mayhem and social disorder. The Jews are always a very convenient scapegoat. And they went after the Jewish communities, burned their homes, stole their money. Grandpa's family was very prosperous, very successful. He was actually one of the only three Jewish officers in the Tsar's navy. Grandpa Felix was building warships for the Tsar. But they lost their status, lost their money, lives were threatened. They fled for their lives. Once they reached safety in Eastern Europe, they sent the women and the children by boat to the only port which was then existed in what was called Palestine at the time, the land of Israel, which was in Jaffa. But they ran out of money, so Grandpa Felix led a group of about 20 guys on foot, walking from Russia to Israel. It took them 1 year, Kevin. They wandered across a hostile continent. They hid. They worked a little bit. They stole some bread in the night. They kept evading the authorities. They kept walking in the night, hiding in the days. Took them 1 year until they arrived to the land of their dreams, which at the time, as you know, had nothing. The land was devastated, undeveloped, unloved, unwanted, unfruitful. According to the scriptures, it exactly how they found it. The land was laying in waste until the children of Israel were brought back home. And that was a supernatural grace, Kevin. No people group in human history, at least in recorded human history, no other people group survived such an extensive and extended abuse and then rose up one morning saying, we want to go back home. And we are going to rebuild the ancient devastations. We are going to restore the ancient cities. And now that we are entered, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our 69th Independence Day in Israel. So we are officially in our 70th year as a sovereign state, reborn, restored, some say resurrected from the dead, according to the word of God. We are in our 70th birthday, and that too is a unique number in biblical terminology. This is a full generation. This is a full cycle of life. And as you said earlier, it's the only country that works in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do when we come to visit, when we bring you to the land, you see and touch the miracle firsthand.
Well, and I want people to understand that when they take the trip, there's a number of things that we'll talk about here in the next few minutes, but you're going to have tremendous experiences everywhere you go. But some of it will be biblical history coming to life. Some of it will be evidence of the excavations that are ongoing. Some of it will be the observation of the technology that is currently being developed. And Israel is a burgeoning security and technology, and a number of industries are growing out of Israel in an amazing way. The food, the sites, the experiences, they're all things that I want you to know about. And when we continue, we'll delve into some of those. But if you'd like information to join us November 1st through the 10th, 855-867-2536. I'd love for you to be on my bus, 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources, and they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage? My friends Mike and Brian, you know them, Mike and Brian, Intercontinental Capital Group, will facilitate that for you. Just call them at 1-800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919, 800-300-8919. Write it down for me, 800-300-8919. And when you call, just understand, as I've always been telling you, Mike and Brian take it personally that the customer service that they offer is second to none. You're going to not be treated like a number. They're going to understand your story and help you to the max. And you should be checking up on your mortgage to give you that extra flexibility as often as you can, because you just never know month to month if you're going to be in a better situation. So call Mike and Brian today and get all of it. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Remember the feisty prayer warrior Aunt Clara in War Room? The actress that played her, Karen Abercrombie, is coming to New York in a play called Ciao Bella. It's a musical drama about Anne Baxter, homeless and living on the streets in New York, whose message will remind us of the grace of God. See Karen Abercrombie live in Ciao Bella. Opens June 8th at the Sheen Center in Lower Manhattan. For tickets and information, go to sheencenter.org and click on Ciao Bella.
Mention WMCA and receive a $15 discount. Just use the promo code AM570.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Details on how you can go to Israel with me and experience something that you'll have a hard time putting into words. 855-867-2536. In fact, if you ever, do go and then, somebody says, hey, let's go for coffee. I want to hear about your Israel. No, we're going to have dinner. It's going to take too long just to tell you about it over coffee. This is my regular dilemma, Reuven Daron, when people ask me to describe Israel for them, like, how much time do you have? 855-867-2536 is where you call to get information and to hold your spot. And you can do that. They have payment plans available. You can put a down payment down and then make a monthly installment if you can't afford the full price of the trip right away. But call and see what the different options are before you don't make any decisions until you've spoken with them. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536. You can also go to experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com. Reuven, the experience is enhanced. Each year you bring a Bible teacher. You go to biblical sites, and one of the things that is really fun is that the Salem Media Group tour always gets to be together in a couple of places for very large worship gatherings. Talk about what we do on top of Mount Carmel.
One of my favorite spots, absolutely. And you know, if your frustration, Kevin, is that you don't have enough time over coffee to tell your friends about Israel and the experiences we'll have there, my frustration is that I only have you in Israel this is only a 10-day trip. We'll be
right.
On the ground for 8 full days, 8 full nights, and if I would have my way, I'd keep you there for 3 weeks, take you home, have a cup of coffee with the family, and show you the things that we cannot show in 8 days. But it's incredible, Kevin, and like you mentioned, we go to places and we find access to treasures that fill up those days so richly, and then you have so much time back home to reminisce and to regurgitate the wonders. Up on the Carmel mountaintop, and you remember the story from the scriptures, Elijah the prophet calls on God, fire comes, consumes the sacrifice, tremendous time in the history of the people of Israel, 1 Kings chapter 18. And right on the top of the mountain, probably within a stone's throw away, where Elijah prayed to God and saw the miracles, we have a wonderful building of worship. It is called the Carmel Congregation. It is a place of worship where we have Jews and Arabs and Christians and minorities. People get together on a weekly basis to worship God. This is a messianic faith in terms of its the origin of its theology, but the place is wide open for people from all backgrounds, very receptive, very friendly. They have an outreach to refugee children. They have children who are coming from distraught families in Africa and in the Middle East who find refuge in Israel. We have a refugee acceptance policy in Israel all the time. People don't talk about it. Israel is the only safe place for Arabs in the Middle East today. And they come. They come in hordes. And so you'll see it in the Carmel Assembly, and that is one of our public meeting spots, as we said earlier. Most of the trip will be done in a more intimate, smaller group of 40, 45 folks who fit on one bus, one guide, one speaker, one teacher, and we will travel lightly. But on occasion, we get together for a big blast, a happy meeting with a lot of music, with a big talk, with a big Bible study, and with a big introduction to some Israeli local experts. And one of those meetings will take place right on the top of the Carmel mountain range. Geographically, Kevin, this is the highest spot of the entire mountain range. And that's why we believe we are probably very close to the place where Elijah called on God, who answered by fire.
Yeah.
And we will turn on the music. We will bring out the teachers and the preachers. We will open the scriptures and look to God together to celebrate His goodness.
I wish you could see the hair standing up on the ends of my arms right now,
because
it's one of my favorite memories. Because we're short on time, I want to make sure we get all this in. The food and accommodations, Reuven, you guys really go the extra mile to make sure that not only are we sleeping soundly, but we have the most incredible breakfast and lunch and dinner spreads I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, like I told you before, my modus operandus is taste and see that the Lord is good. And so we really do, honest to God, Kevin, we try to provide a package that is absolutely, completely satisfying and pleasant to every human being that comes into Israel. So these are very good hotels, comfortable beds, clean sheets, and the food. like you said, is out of this world. Breakfast buffet, evening buffets, and every lunch, we grab on the run, basically, on location. So we kind of handpicked specialty restaurants along the way as we travel throughout our days to feature some unique Middle Eastern cuisine. And yeah, it's always something that is true to the locale, that is true to maybe the stories that we've heard that day. It's fresh, it's delicious, it's nutritious, and the only reason you won't gain weight in Israel on our trips is because we walk a lot.
That's right.
You eat it and you walk it.
We certainly do. And there's a lot of fresh produce that comes from the region that is, it just tastes different than anywhere else on the planet. In fact, the other day I was in the kitchen, Reuben, and my bride and I were talking about dinner, and we're like, you know, let's have a tomato and cucumber salad. Yeah. Like the kind in Israel. And we both kind of just stood there and like our mouth watered for saying that. Thought, nope, we're here in New York. We're stuck with what we've got here.
That's true.
Anyway,
and
friends, here's what you need.
It's not just the blessing of God, but it's just the fact that everything is so close in Israel. The farm is never more than an hour or two from the hotel.
Here's the phone number, friends. Come and join us, please, or at least get the information. Maybe hold your spot with a down payment. 855-867-2536. 855-867-2536. Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. 855-867-2536 or experienceisraeltour.com. All the info in one spot. 855-867-2536.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Napa Know How.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has 4 wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is going to be so much fun. November 1st through the 10th. You've got to join us. You've got to join us. Bring the whole family. There are families that do this. There's kids running around. But there's also a great group of people. And Reuben, this is the thing I wanted to kind of end with. It will be a special anniversary. There will be unique things of history that we will observe. We will go to the Holocaust Museum. We will go to the biblical sites. We will go to places that people will remember for the rest of their lives. But the experience itself is made this much deeper from sharing it with people that we've never met in most cases. And we come together and we are friends on a bus for 7 to 10 days. And, you know, every trip I've led, Reuven, we've come back, started Facebook pages. Those people that have been on those trips have stayed friends to this very day. And you expand your human experience as well. And it really is an honor to get to do that with people that share your faith, share your perspective, and have such deep appreciation for what they're seeing, just like you do.
And that is part of the magic. It really is part of the blessing, because when we go through such transformational, deep, and moving experiences, Kevin, it's not the same if you cannot share them. So obviously, your spouse or your family would be the first circle of sharing, but those new relationships so open us up to see these miracles through different perspective and different eyes that I always found it, as you have, I always found it to be enriching and enhancing the experience. God made us to be a community. He called us into a relational experience of His goodness and loving kindness. We are never supposed to walk it alone. And I've seen lives literally change. The entire trajectory of individual lives were changed because they had experienced not just the nearness of the Lord and His prophetic word fulfilled before their eyes in Israel, but they made great friends, they made good connections, and they remained friends for many years to come.
Yeah. Think about this, friend. Think about standing in the same places where 3,000 years ago Jesus Christ stood. And think about standing in the same places that 5,000, 6,000 years ago Moses stood. And in fact, if he came back today, Reuven, the kind of unique thing about Moses is he would be able to understand the language and comprehend the text and actually converse with people, because the history and the heritage of the nation of Israel goes all the way back to the ancient lands and the ancient times. And to have that kind of continuity is unlike any other civilization on the planet.
Absolutely. Other than having to teach Moses or the Apostle Paul how to use cell phone and tablet, they know everything. They know where the places are. Jerusalem is in the same spot. Jaffa is in the same spot. Caesarea is in the same location, as is Nazareth and Tiberias. Yeah. They would speak the same language. They walk the same sandals. And they worship the same God.
And we all like to float on the Dead Sea, just equally.
Yes, we'll be there. We spent a whole day, Kevin, at the Dead Sea in Masada. One of my best experiences.
Yeah, it's really something. And while Masada is not really something that you think of in terms of the biblical context, it's very important in terms of the understanding of the fight of the struggle for the existence of the nation of Israel. And then you follow up that long hike or cable car up to the top, where you're literally feel like you're baking in the sun a little while you're up there, and then you go and you float on the Dead Sea for a little while, and you come back. You've had a day at the spa, my friend. You just don't know it. Your skin looks better. Your muscles are energized, all from the minerals of the Dead Sea, and it's such a lovely thing. You've got to come. You've got to come. You've got to come. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536, or online at experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com, or 855-867-2536. Reuven, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that a lot of our friends join us as well.
Looking forward to have you.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Well, you know what we do. We talk about what's going on and try to, you know, help you obliterate the confusion, amplify the truth, pursue clarity. Friends, this will be a clarifying trip like you'll never experience again in your life. 855-867-2536. So come and join us. 855-867-2536. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.